This is NHR Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospital's Radio Weekly Highlights podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and QMC hospitals. On this week's episode, we have two cracking games for you from the English Football League 2 and the Premier League. Shortly, we will be heading to the City ground to hear how Nottingham Forest got on against Tottenham Hotspur. But first to Cleethorpes and Blundell Park, where Notts County travelled to take on Grimsby Town. Your commentator for this game is Richard Smith.
Grimsby Town will kick us off in this League Two fixture. We are underway then in this League Two game. Christy Pym knocks it long down towards Cabbier. Right-hand touchline. Nick Sorulla then takes it towards the byline. Gets a cross ball in towards the edge of the 18-yard box. A chance here early doors for Notts County to take the lead. But a shot that came in from Connor Grant was beaten away by a defender. But Ayol Pender picks it up in an advanced position. He's into the 18-yard box, Tom Ayol Pender. Can he find a pass towards Nick Sorulla? He can. It's driven him out wide, but he gets across in, stands it up towards the far post. He's headed against the bar. Keenan Bennett puts it over from the angle of the 6-yard box. But Notts there. Terrific build-up down the right-hand side. And Nick Sorulla, standard cross ball up. It came back off a defender. It flicked up off the crossbar. And then came down to Keenan Bennett, who on the corner of the 6-yard box blazed it over the top of the goal away to our right-hand side. But already not showing their intention with just a couple of minutes gone here. Out wide again for Staunton. He can lift the ball into a dangerous area. It bounces for Cabia. It's saved. Is it knocked over the line? The Grimsby fans thought that they'd scored. And the referee has said no, it's not gone over the line. There was a proper melee, but Grimsby thought they'd scored. It was bubbling about in the area, and I think Kelly Roos got a hand on it and kept it out from going into the goal. But Grimsby fans thought they'd scored the opener, but it isn't. It's still 0-0, but Grimsby on the attack now. And the referee brings the first half to a close. It's been an entertaining, if not spectacular, first half, you have to say. Notts started pretty well, had a couple of opportunities. Ones that went very close, it was one that hit the bar and came back for Keenan Bennett, who blazed the shot over the bar. He also had another shot blazed over the top of the bar just a few moments after that. And then Grimsby Town came back into it. They thought they'd taken the lead with a shot that was bouncing around on the goal line. It was pushed away by Kelly Roos in the Notts goal. They thought they'd scored. Everybody around me thought they'd scored, but unfortunately for them, the referee, who was well positioned, said no, that's not gone over the line. And at half time here at Brundall Park, it's Grimsby Town 0, Notts County 0. Our referee is just about to get us underway in this second half. Notts 0-0 with Grimsby Town. Notts on the attack. Shot comes in and it's got in. It's Matty Dennis once again, this time with his left foot from 25 yards out. A little curling ball round the outstretched arm of Christy Pym, and Notts have taken the lead. 57 minutes gone. It's Matty Dennis's 10th goal of the season, and Notts have the lead. It's Grimsby Town 0, Notts County 1. I can tell you that the crowd figure today has just been given to us, 7,082 on at Brundall Park today, including 1,152 Notts County fans. Just waiting for the fourth official with his board. I'm thinking six is going to be shown on that board once it reaches the afternoon here on the East Lincolnshire coast. McJanet wanted it to go out of play. It is 6 minutes. It'll come to Clark Adore, who has to come and retrieve it. He gets it back to Thorm. Challenged by Alassane Ajat, who's all over him at the minute. And Alassane Ajat is away to seal it for Notts. And Alassane Ajat does seal it for Notts County. Two goals for Notts' duo strike force. Matthew Dennis on 57 and Alassane Ajata on 92. And Notts County once again have stolen a late goal here at Blundell Park, and they will take all 3 points. It was a short ball back towards Christy Pym that didn't reach its intended target, and Alassane Ajata rounded the keeper and put it in the back of the net with his left foot for his ninth goal of the season. He took his shirt off in celebration, so he's going to see a yellow card. But I don't think that'll bother him more than it'll bother Martin Patterson. A yellow card and a goal for Alassane Ajata. It's Grimsby Town 0, Notts County 2. As Roos clears his lines, and that is the case. Notts County have won the game by 2-0. 2 second-half goals from the dual strike partnership of Matthew Dennis on 57 minutes with a left foot shot from round about 25 yards out, and Alassane Ajata out-muscled his man with a short back pass towards Christy Pym and rounded the keeper and slotted the ball into the net for his ninth goal of the season on 92 minutes. It's finished here at Blundell Park. Grimsby Town 0, Notts County 2.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
4 we are at the City Ground, where the Reds faced Spurs, looking for their 4th win in 6 games in all competitions. Your commentators for this match are Rod Smith and Lewis Brown.
Forest are going to be kicking, as I mentioned, towards the Trent. And Tottenham, they're in a bright yellow, and I mean a fluorescent yellow strip today. As Forest take the kick, and we are off and going here at the City Ground in this Premier League fixture, Nottingham Forest versus Tottenham. And the ball is played back by Forest, who take the kick, and Forest have retained possession. And Nico Williams plays it back to John Victor. Anderson, just inside his own half, just lays it on one to Milenkovic. Milenkovic now to Omari Hutchinson. He's going to get his first chance to run at Jed Spence. It's Hutchinson. Plays it down the wing, though, on the overlap from Savona. Crosses it in. It's headed by Sangori, who hits the post. It comes out to Jesus. He can't get a shot on target. Williams then does. It's a great save by Vicario. And then a Forest man is adjudged to have been offside. But what a chance there for the Reds. It was Sangori who got the first header straight onto the post. It felt as Jesus, whose shot was blocked, but it found Nico Williams, who hits it on the volley, but straight at, well, not straight, it was going in, but Vicario makes a left diving save and saves the ball and pushes it out. And after 4 minutes, it's still Forest 0, Tottenham 0. Porro now to take the throw. He throws it inside to Xavi Simmons, plays it back to Porro, who has to kick it long straight away, looking for Richarlison, but it's straight into the hands of John, who'd read that perfectly and had come to the edge of his area and just takes a calm catch.
I know we're only 27 minutes in. I'm starting to get a little bit concerned that we're starting to get into just a routine game. Forest have had the most chances, and no doubt about that, and should be one up really. But it's starting to peter a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, although...
here we go.
Sangari's robbed the ball, and he then plays it left, and he's put into the back of the net by Callum Hudson-Odoi. Tottenham were caught messing around at the back. It was laid back to Vicario. Vicario played it to Archie Gray. Archie Gray dwelt on the ball. Sangari rubs it off him. Sangari then ran towards goal. He didn't shoot. I thought he was going to try and go round Vicario. He didn't, though. Instead, he just played it nice and calmly to his right, where Hudson-Odoi was standing there, and he puts the ball into an open goal. 28 minutes gone here at the City Ground. It's Nottingham Forest 1, Tottenham 0.
And Tottenham have only got themselves to blame for doing what lots of clubs these days, They're trying their best to play out, and misplaced pass, and just Forrest pounced, and I thought it was brilliant.
Simmons and Bentancur then hesitate over the ball, but eventually it's played out wide to Spence. He then finds Kolo Muani. He's up against Savona, back to Spence, edge of the penalty area, cuts inside, tricks Hutchinson, finds Archie Gray, takes a volleyed shot straight at John Victor. Well, it wasn't straight at John Victor. It was down into the bottom corner. It was a great turn, swivelling shot by Archie Gray. It was low to John Victor's right, sort of bottom corner, but he does brilliantly, does the Brazilian, to stop the first shot and then quickly gather up the rebound. And after 33 minutes, it's Forest 1, Tottenham 0. But it is what matters is it's the end of the first half here at the City Ground. And after the first 45 minutes, it is Nottingham Forest 1, Tottenham 0. A goal from Hudson-Odoi after Sangari had robbed Archie Gray of the ball, who dwelled on it on the edge of his own penalty area, and then laid the ball off to Hudson-Odoi, who just had to tap it into the back of the net. And it, like I say, half-time here at the City Ground. It's Nottingham Forest 1, Tottenham 0. Well, we are back here at the City Ground for the second half of Nottingham Forest versus Tottenham, and the teams have just kicked off, and Tottenham play it back to Vicario, who then kicks it long looking for Richarlison, but he can't quite find him, and then Jed Spence is forced to go all the way back to the goalkeeper Jean, who gets the ball and then kicks it long looking diagonal for Hudson-Odoi, but he's not quite got it right. Romero heads it. Sangari picks up the second ball and finds Hudson-Odoi. Hudson-Odoi now wide left, up against Bentancur, takes him on, cuts back, and again crosses it in, looking towards the back post, but he's gone straight in from Callum Hudson-Odoi. He cut back, he turned left, he turned right, he then whipped in the ball, and I wasn't sure, I don't think it was a shot, I think it was a cross, but it's looped up high in the air, it's gone over Vicario and sailed into the back of the net. And after 49 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 2, Tottenham 0.
Well, was it the cross or the deliberate hook? We'll never know unless he tells us. But you can't deny the fact that it was a good goal, basically.
Nothing, but Forest now have the ball with Hudson-Odoi. He's now been able to charge forward, finds Jesus. Jesus into the penalty area, takes a shot just past the post. It was a cross goal. Jesus had come down, or sort of through the right channel. He hit it with his right foot, looking for the far left post, but it creeps past Vicario's hand and then creeps past the post as well, and out for a goal kick, but another chance for Forest.
That was close. And
as it stands, it's still Nottingham Forest 2, Tottenham 0 after 60 minutes. Sangari swapping passes with Gibbs White. He then finds Jesus. Jesus back to Murillo, who then finds Anderson in space. He's able to turn and come forward, is Anderson. He's got Hudson-Odoi to his left. He finds Hudson-Odoi. He cuts into the area past two men. Finds Sangari, who takes the shot. And it's in the back of the net. What a shot from Sangari. It's Hudson-Odoi who lays the ball back to him. He's just outside the D. He hits it first time. It hits the post and goes into the back of the net. And after 78 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 3, Tottenham 0.
Well, what a strike. And yeah, that's all you can say, really. What a strike. Goalkeeper, no chance. Defence, nowhere. Just give him the space. Hit it. Superb. Superb shot.
Yeah, Gibbs White standing over it. In fact, everybody else has come away. It's going to be Morgan Gibbs White to take the free kick. Straight at the keeper. It's fell to Omari Hutchinson. He takes a shot, but it's gone straight back at Vicario again, who falls on the ball. And Tottenham get away with it. 87 minutes gone. It's still Forest 3, Tottenham 0.
Well, the only good thing about that, the good thing about that is at least it was on target, forced a save from the goalkeeper.
But that is, it sort of ended the game. It's not a climax to the end of the game. Forest absolutely dominant here at the City Ground against what could only be described as poor Spurs team. On this December after, well, now into evening, as Nottingham Forest here back at the City Ground win. It's finished Nottingham Forest 3, Tottenham 0.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.